Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson has been a White House physician all the way back to the administration of George W. Bush, but most people hadn't seen or heard of him until this January, when he stood before the White House press corps and announced the results of President Trump's first physical.
All clinical data indicates that the president is currently very healthy and that he will remain so for the duration of his presidency. I told the president that if he had a healthier diet over the last 20 years, he might live to be 200 years old. I don't know.
But Jackson's lack of policy experience has left many veterans groups questioning his nomination as VA secretary. Will Fisher of the left-leaning political action committee Vote Vets wonders if Jackson's glowing portrayal of the president's health got him the job.
I think that Donald Trump was enamored by having Ronnie Jackson go out and say something like that before the press corps. And it was at that moment that Ronnie Jackson probably became Donald Trump's new VA secretary.
A native Texan, Jackson joined the active duty Navy in 1995 after finishing medical school at the University of Texas Medical Branch. He went on to graduate from the Navy's Undersea Medical Officer Program and specialized in resuscitating troops in Iraq. But Fisher suspects that his nomination may be part of a larger push to privatize the VA.
There is a coordinated effort being led by Donald Trump and others to destroy and privatize our VA healthcare system.
Other veterans groups are taking more of a wait-and-see attitude and asking a lot of questions. Verna Jones is the executive director of the American Legion.
I'll tell you that I think we were surprised. He just seemed to have come out of nowhere.
The VA is one of the largest healthcare systems in the world, with a budget of almost $200 billion and around 350,000 employees. Jones says Jackson will have a lot on his plate and that the American Legion will try to support him.
When you think about this, there are 23 million veterans in the U.S., and 9 million of them are enrolled in the VA, and then 2 million receiving in-facility care. So, you know, the new secretary is going to have to come in and manage all of that.
He would also have to take over the agency at a tumultuous time. President Trump ousted Secretary David Shulkin after about 13 months on the job. Shulkin this week called the Washington environment toxic, chaotic, disrespectful, and subversive. Richard Delgado of the San Antonio Coalition for Veterans and Families says Jackson's military experience is appealing and could help him get a handle on the VA.
With him being an admiral, that also shows to his leadership style, and it shows the type of person that he is. You don't make admiral just nilly-willy.
Outside San Antonio's Audie Murphy Memorial VA Hospital, Army veteran Melissa Cervantes was caught off guard by news that the VA would be getting a different leader.
I felt like Shulkin had more experience because he was there. That's what scares me. Like, how is he going to run VA?
Cervantes says she worries that the change will affect quality of care for her and her husband, who's also a veteran.
Because everyone, you know, has different plans, agendas, so you never know what the new person coming in is going to do, even if they care about veterans or not.
A White House official told CNN that Jackson will resign his commission and retire from active duty if he's confirmed as VA secretary. In the interim, Robert Wilkie, Under Secretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, will be the acting secretary. This is Carson Frame reporting.